guys, I'm Cray.
And I'm Itzy.
And welcome to the Cray and Itzy Way.
Alright, so this is our first podcast, and we are also recording on YouTube. So if you guys want to see this podcast in video, we go ahead and go on to YouTube, and you'll see us there. And we just wanted to talk today a little bit about how we became friends, pretty much, huh, Cray?
Yeah, our friendship. So we want to let you guys know we have a friend, Noemi. So she's always going to be kind of in the back. And so you'll probably hear her talk here and there.
Yeah,
so.
And you probably won't see her on camera. She doesn't like being on camera, so.
But yeah, so you guys will hear from Noemi.
Hello.
All right, so let's tell them about how we became friends.
Yeah, so we want to talk about that, but just a quick disclaimer also, we do want to just go ahead and put this in here that in no way are we trying to cause issues. We're going to be talking a little bit about where we work and the person that worked there, she no longer works there. Mm-hmm. This is just our story of how we became friends. We love our job and we love the company. We love our bosses and we love everybody that's there. So,
yeah, so we're just telling you guys our story. We're not, you know, causing drama. We're not being mean. We're just telling you our story.
Right.
So all right.
Go ahead, Craig.
Okay, so, well, I think you should go first because I didn't even know you were going to be there.
Okay.
Remember?
Right. Oh, yes. I kind of remember because you, like, saw, you all, I swear you thought, like, I was, like, some homeless person.
I was like, why are you by our door?
Yeah, I was trying to press the buttons. We have a lock on the back door, and I was, like, pressing it, and I was, like, I kept getting it wrong, and then she just sees me, like, hi? I was, like...
Yeah, so actually, I think we skipped ahead a little bit. So, we're two medical assistants.
Right, yeah. So, we are medical assistants. She's been a MA for about
three years almost.
Yeah, I've been there for about 2 years. So, we love our jobs. But, yeah, so I started working at the same clinic that she works at. And I started there as MA. And as far as I knew, I was going to be trained by you. But I didn't know that the other lady was gonna be there either. So I was supposed to be there at 7:45 and there was nobody there until 7:55. So the opening shift girl was not there yet and Cray ended up being there at 7:55.
Right. So I remember letting you in, but I was like honestly terrified. I'm like, who? Like, it's too early in the morning to deal with somebody trying to get in our clinic.
Right.
That's really what I was thinking.
I mean, come on, the clinic has drugs in there. I can see why.
Like, yeah, like, so I was like, oh, who is this? But then I, like, once I actually, like, was getting out of my car, I saw you were in scrubs. So Then I was like, okay, but I still didn't know who you were.
Right, and honestly, I was so nervous. I mean, who wasn't nervous on their first day? I was nervous. I was like, oh my god, like, is she gonna be rude? Is she gonna, like, but you were super nice. You were like, hi, you're like, oh, the other, I think you were taken off, like, because she wasn't there yet. You're like, where the hell is the opening
kind shift? Of annoyed too,
yeah,
because, you know, now that you, like, you know, you've worked there obviously for a long time now, like, when that opening person isn't there, then you have to pick up their slack, but you're not getting paid for it.
Yeah, you guys don't even understand, when you guys are opening, like, a clinic, there's so many procedures and protocols and, like, just things that you have to go through, making sure machines work right, we're stocked up, things are good, especially in emergencies. So I can see why you were kind of like, and it's a bad impression, honestly, for the new girl too. Like, oh, is this what we do now? Do we get, do we come to work late?
Yeah, right. So, I want you to, so I guess I can tell them, you know, I wasn't expecting to train you, but then, like, I was fine training you, obviously, because I didn't even have to train you. I just had to show you the stuff around our clinic because she was already a medical assistant.
I'm just amazing.
Yeah. She's so good, I didn't even have to do much.
Yeah, so. I made her job easy.
Yeah. But unfortunately, like, me being the trainer, because I had been there for so long, made the other MA who was there, you know, she was kind of irritated.
Yeah, I think she was irritated because, one, she was older than us, so she kind of felt like, oh, I know more than you, which is fine, you know? I mean... But I think it's the fact, like, it's like every other job. Like, when you're there at a company longer, they rely on you a little bit more. You know, they want you to show this person of how we run things around here, right?
Yeah.
So I think that was I think that was the problem with her, was that she kind of was, like, maybe she just felt like they didn't trust her in a way, you know?
Yeah, so we kind of started off our day, like, you know, she was late, which is fine. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you could tell she was irritated because I was, you know, helping her around the clinic and stuff. So it was kind of a weird day.
It was a busy day too for my first day.
It was really busy.
The provider that was there is very well known, so he gets a lot of like patients fast.
Yeah, so it was kind of a crazy day. And like overall, like I was like, you know, my boss called me, she's like, how did Itsy do and blah blah, and I was like, oh, she did great, like she's gonna be a great addition. But as it turns out, I want you to tell your side that it wasn't as great as what I thought it was.
Yeah, so as you guys might see, like, she's kind of shocked because...
I'm like...
Yeah, because she had no clue. Like, when we were trying to pull this, like, whole, like topic together, like, I told her, I was like, dude, like, I didn't like working with you guys. And she was like, wait, what? Mm-hmm. So she had no idea that, I was uncomfortable working with them. And it was just... If you really think about it, like, these, like, Cray and this other MA were actually friends because they've been working that exact day, mm-hmm. the Saturdays, together for a while, right? Like,
almost, for a long time.
They were like, when you're MAs together, you guys are basically like partners, you know? You guys rely on each other a lot, you guys talk a lot. You guys are there for 12 hours.
You have to be friends because you're there for 12 hours together. Yeah. Like, you have to be friends.
Right. So I kind of felt outcasted in a way. Like, I felt like I wasn't involved in your guys' friendship. And, you know, like, I mean, like I said, like, the first day is always very intimidating, you know? Mm-hmm. So you kind of feel like, do these girls like me? Are they going to talk bad about me? Because I think I left after. I think I left first, and then you guys left, and I was like, oh, well, they're probably talking. Yeah. Oh, you know, I remember now. Like, I think I remember that the provider that was there that day is actually the owner of the clinic, mm-hmm. and you guys stayed behind. I was like, oh, heck no. Like, these guys are going to tell that I'm terrible. They're going to talk bad about me. And then I went home to the Wemmy, and I was like, I hate them. I was like, I hate them both.
Oh my god.
Like, they're terrible.
So I bet, you know, it's okay because we all are kind of uncomfortable on our first date.
Yeah,
so.
And I think this is a good lesson, you know. I shouldn't have jumped to conclusions about you two, you know? Which, don't jump to conclusions, that causes problems, obviously. Yeah. So
you know, it was me, this other girl working in the back, because there's always two MAs. And then there was a different receptionist, but she left. So then I started working reception on Saturdays, and Itsy and the other girl were MAs in the back. Mm-hmm. Little did we know that was going to cause the issues.
Yeah, because I felt like towards the beginning of that, we were actually getting close, all three of us. And then that's when, once you moved up front, is when the problem started.
That's when the problem came in.
Yeah.
So yeah, I want you to tell them what you think about that.
So... I don't know, like, it kind of, like, so this is why the problem started, like, honestly, like, as far as I knew, we were getting close, all three of us, like, I thought we were gonna be good friends, like, mm-hmm. three girls around the same age, like, this is gonna be fun, we're together 3 days for 12 hours, so I was like, this is gonna be great, but once I, like I said, when you're an MA with another person, like, you guys talk more, mm-hmm. and she, as far as I knew, there was, I was getting, like, told a different story, right. You know, so I was confused. I was like, well, I thought we were friends, but from what another person was saying is like, you weren't very fond of me. I was like,
right. And the same thing happened to me. So we had her, this girl, going back between the two of us, mm-hmm. telling us different, you know, not like really bad things, but she was still trying to start drama.
Yeah, and it was more
between
of,
us.
Yeah, and I don't even think it was anything bad. I think it was more of like she just didn't want us to become friends. Mm-hmm. Because in reality, like, this person is older than us, and she has kids, and she has a husband, and you and I are just, we have boyfriends, and we're younger, you know, mm-hmm. so I think we had more in common, because we don't have kids, and, you know, we have more freedom, so I think she was scared of me taking you from her.
Right, so, yeah, it basically, like, she, you know, if you work at any job, obviously, everybody has what they need to be doing, mm-hmm. and this girl would leave Itsy in the back all by herself. And she would come sit up front with me, not by my choice, but by hers. And she'd sit there and talk with me all day. And I'd be like, you know, here's the next person. You should take them back. And she's like, no, go put it in the back. And so Itsy got stuck doing all of it by herself.
And that's where the issue mainly started, because like as far as I knew, like you were doing it purposely, as I thought. Mm-hmm. I thought like when you are working 12 hours a day and you're bringing back the patients by yourself constantly, and every mm-hmm. patient needs a splint or needs an injection or needs an IV or needs an x-ray, like mm-hmm. it gets overwhelming for one person. And I thought you were doing it purposely. So I was like, mm-hmm. okay, this is her friend. So she's basically like choosing favorites. And as if you guys will soon learn that me and Cray are like, our job is the main priority, you know? So mm-hmm. I felt like it was affecting my job, and I hated that.
Right, yeah. So, and I would totally feel the same way. But it sucks because it fell back looking on me that I was doing this, but I wasn't. It's just one of those things. How do you tell somebody, oh, like, you need to go back in the back,
you know? And she really put you in the middle. Like, she really mm-hmm. did. She made you, she never came back. Like, it was mainly, like you were always coming back, so I only saw you. So I thought you were doing it purposely.
Right.
So, and it's, like, and it's true. Like, she put you in the middle, and it was, like, a very bad position to, and rude to put you in that position, mm-hmm. you know? Because you didn't mean anything bad by that. So,
but. Yeah, but, I mean, you know, like, now we both understand, like, that I wouldn't do that, you yeah. know, and, you know, I would never want to do that to anybody else yeah. either, and so, but then she ended up not working there anymore, and yeah. guess what happened once she left? We somehow just magically became friends? No.
No, a freaking little butterfly came in. Yeah. It was like, hey guys, I have nothing, like, I know I need nothing about being MA, but I'm gonna get you guys become friends.
Yeah.
That was by, of course, Noemi.
Noemi!
Yes. Good old Noemi over here. She started working at our clinic, and little did you guys know, you guys would think, oh, then maybe, okay, so here, let's give them a little description, because they probably are like, well, how did Noemi get them together, you know?
That's true.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, Noemi is actually my, like, she's our best friend, but, like, she's my best friend. She's mm-hmm. been best friends with me for 9 years. We come from the same town, and we moved here to this other little different town together, and we live together. And then I got her a job at the clinic. And so she ended up starting working with Cray over here. Noemi was working with Cray. Mm-hmm. And then Cray and Noemi hit it off. And I was left alone like a freaking ghost.
No!
Yeah, I felt like, you know, Donkey from Shrek? Like,
oh my.
That's how I felt. I was like, that's a nice boulder.
Oh my god.
I was by myself. I was like, okay, cool, whatever.
But that was not the intention. So Noemi and I, so this is my side, okay? So I was working with Noemi. And, you know, I was like, oh, she's cool. Because actually there was one time that we all hung out before Noemi even started at the clinic. So I kind of knew her. But I would literally go tell Itzy, your best friend's boring. She doesn't talk to me. Like, why is she so boring? It's like I'm working by myself. Like, I'm bored.
Yeah.
So it wasn't, you know, like, obviously I was still friends with Itzy. But, like, I was friends with Noemi because we worked all the time, every single week together. I think 2 days, right? We were working 2 days a week together.
I just can't multitask, so so every time you would like try and talk to me, like, oh yeah, cool, but then I'd like go back on the computer and be like, oh, what was I doing?
yeah.
So that was the case, like that. I think Noemi was the reason why Cray and I got together, because she would talk to me about how Noemi was boring, but she was focusing, you know, and things uh-huh. like that. And then I was like, yeah, Noemi's kind of lame. That's why her and I get along so well. Like, because like she's so quiet and reserved, and I'm so like loud and outgoing. And right. and then you know, and then that's when the three crackheads became friends, because we got stuck working together, all three of us, right?
Yeah, so then actually the three of us got stuck working together, because mm-hmm. well, as you guys know, I also cover reception, and one of our coworkers ended up getting really sick. And so I was working reception, and they were the two MAs. And we just, you know, we were doing this every week, and we ended up having a blast. And then we decided we all wanted to be good friends. And then
yeah. And then things just took off. I mean, like, so like she said, like, one of our coworkers got sick, and then like we're like, we never realized how close we would have become, you know? Like, right. we really were just like, oh, this is gonna, like, maybe this is like the friend we needed here in this town. Cause me and Noemi never have any friends. Like, we've been here for 3 years, and we never like had a friend, you know? Mm-hmm. So like the fact that you kind of was like, I was like, damn, this girl's been with, like, I've been working with her for almost a year and a half, and not once did I think she would be my friend.
Right. I know. And that's kind of how I felt. Like, I was like, oh, she's cool, but like, I don't see myself hanging out with her all the time.
Yeah.
But, like, that's the thing. You have to, like, actually get to know people because, like, now look at us.
Like, I know. Like, literally, we've been together. We've hung out already, what, like, 3 days out of this week?
Yeah.
We've been together
3 days in a row.
Yeah, like we see each other at least once a week, whether it's because we're working, even if we're working together, like we'll at least hang out once a week. And I feel so bad for her boyfriend because he probably gets annoyed of hearing from us. Like, I'm like yelling in here.
No, he loves that. Yeah. We're good friends. So.
And Christian like thinks like we call each other the crackheads because we're just like super like loud and outgoing.
Yeah.
And then Arturo calls us the what? Like the three musketeers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, where are your other two? And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, your other two, like you're missing your other halves. And I was like, whatever.
Yeah, seriously, no, like we're just, it's like nice that we became friends, you know, and it's really we come to like the idea of like it's sad like we lost like so much in the very beginning because of this one person, you know, like it's like kind of, you say like we never really know one another until like you kind of get down to it.
Yeah, you actually get to know each other.
Yeah.
You know, you have to like, anytime anybody tells you something, like you should really go try to find out for yourself.
Yeah.
Because you never know.
Yeah, really. And I think the only reason we really like with that whole situation when you were bringing back all those patients only to me, like I would have never known that it wasn't you if I would have never like addressed the situation, you know, because for some reason I felt ballsy that day and I was like, I'm gonna step up and say something. Like you came and asked Noemi, I was like rehearsing. I was like, hey, why are you bringing back all the patients to me? Huh?
Yeah, I would have been like, I'm not, like I'm not, like I promise, like I'm not.
Yeah, and she was literally like that. And like the day of the, like when I went up there, you were literally like, it's not me. And I was like, I was rehearsing at home. Ask me, have you ever seen like those people like rehearsing in the mirror? I was like,
yeah. You're like,
hey, you know.
Tell me. Was it you?
Yeah, and that was literally telling her, I was like, I'm gonna do it. And I was like, honestly, I was gonna chicken out. Cause I didn't do it till the end of the night, like, right?
Yeah, it was like 7:30.
Yeah, I literally told Craig, I was like, hey, I'm not gonna talk to you anymore because you're doing this and it's upsetting me. And then that's when she was like,
I was like, I'm not, like, I would not lie. I'm not, like, and I'm not lying to you because, like, why would I do that?
Yeah.
I work back there, too. I know how it feels. Like, and why would I do that?
Yeah. And exactly. She's an MA originally. You're originally an MA and you only cover up front a few times. So you know how it feels to do everything on your own. And I think that was part of the issue, too, is, like, you kind of, like, you felt so bad, but you like just did not, this is like how much of like not a drama person you are. Like you just did not want drama and she just argued with you. And like, you were like, okay, fine, I'm just gonna go do it. And it's like for a clinic of how fast paced we are, like you don't have time to be like, no, you go do it. Like, it's like, you don't have time for that, you know?
Yeah. And like, that's the thing is like, a person who, you know, I guess is considered like toxic is gonna be somebody who's trying to keep you away from somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And like, that's what she was trying to do, is she was trying to keep us apart because we were like communicating and we were like laughing and we were like understanding each other. And so I think it was like, she didn't want us to like continue growing that bond. Mm-hmm. So she would like make sure like we weren't like communicating at all,
because normally like the way things would work like at that clinic, like Craig would come sit back here, like would sit in the back in the MA station to talk to the three of us and including the provider. But then like suddenly, I think it was like after Thanksgiving,
it was
shortly after Thanksgiving, and I think that's kind of how we bonded after that whole, like after Thanksgiving dinner, like we kind of bonded a little bit more after that. And then like, and I think she noticed, and then suddenly, like, she started walking up front to the reception area and talking to you, and I was like, okay, did I do something to make them upset, or what?
Yeah, no, and it's hard, because, like, I didn't know what was right either, because then, like, it's hard to tell somebody to, like, go away, like, what am I supposed to tell her, go away, like, get away from me, or, like, you know, like, because I told her, you should probably go back there, like, multiple times, and I was in school at the time, so I would have much rather used my free time, like, doing my homework than having her sit up there and talk with me, you know?
For many of you that don't know, Cray is, like, kind of, like, what do you call him, like, an overachiever.
Oh my gosh.
She literally has 4 jobs and she goes to school full time, and it's like, I'm like, I don't even know how she does it. Like, I don't know how you do it. Like, you, I mean, when I met you, dude, you were working at that college, and then you were working at the clinic, and then you were subbing in your company.
And our company.
Yeah, dude. And then, like, and then, you know, you just kind of, you, and then she just recently quit her job, and she's like, let's start a podcast.
Like, no, like, tomorrow's my last day, so we're just going to start a podcast now, because I want more quality time with my friends.
Yeah, right? So for those of you that are listening to this, we'll be listening on Wednesday, so not tomorrow, Thursday, Tuesday, because we're recording this on Monday.
Yes, so every Wednesday we will have a podcast.
Yeah, right. So, but yeah, that's like pretty much like how we met. I mean, I think I'm happy that we were very, like, what do you say, like, we're very how do you say that, like, we comfort each other pretty well.
Yeah, like, we don't stay quiet, so yeah. Like, we figured out the issue, like, after she left, though. It was like crazy, because we just kind of like all of a sudden just like
clicked,
and it was like, that's how you know, like, there's an issue with a person.
Yeah, and I think it's crazy though, because I felt like once she left, like, I felt like a bunch of weight off my shoulders. Like, I like, I've enjoyed my job a lot more now ever since then. But it's like, right. It's kind of crazy though, because we probably would have been friends longer, because we just barely started getting closer within like New Year's, last 3 months.
And
like New Year's Eve was our first night actually fully hanging out together.
Yeah, we went out and it was so much fun, and now we go out too much.
We're young. You're 21.
You're right, not enough.
22. We don't go out enough.
We don't go out enough.
We're responsible, okay? We go to our job. Yeah. We go to school. We're okay to go out. It's okay
to
go out.
Yeah, we work. She works more than one job too. Like, we are constantly working. And so we have our priorities straight. We pay our bills. We both have boyfriends. We, you know, like, we do all that stuff. We have our life strained out, and then we have fun.
Yeah, and it's okay to have fun. And I mean, yeah, we go to the bar every 2 weeks, but it's okay.
Right? And we both go to school, yeah, which is also like another job.
Yeah. And
so
yeah, you know what? It's fine. I don't even care. I'll go out every day if I could.
No, we're
just kidding. I can't do
that. We are going to go out as much as we want, because we're going to have so much fun.
Yeah,
so.
We're kind of like, it's nice, because I wonder how Noemi feels. Like, how do you feel like having, like, because a lot of people say Cray and I are a lot alike. Like, we're so loud. We're so, like, outgoing, and Noemi's very, like, quiet. So how does it feel to have, like, 2 crackheads in your life now?
Not literal crackheads.
Not literal, like, crackheads.
We are crackheads.
Yeah.
I feel like that's probably why, like, you, Cray, and I started getting along, because, like, it's like with Itzel and I, like, we even each other out, you know, like, I'm like chill, I'm a little more laid back, and so the thing is that, like, she'll, like, both of you guys bring out the outgoing side of me, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, at first with Cray and I, like, I was quiet, I couldn't multitask, but then a little towards the end, like, you started tagging me in memes on Facebook and stuff, you know, and then that's how we all started getting closer together once we started working together. But
right, and I think that's like, I think I noticed that too, like again, like, Noemi's fun, guys, okay? Like, obviously, yeah, no, she's friends with us for a reason, because she's fun.
Yeah,
she's just like a big time, like, she's just like big time, just super reserved and quiet, and you get into her, like, she's super outgoing, and like, she evens it out. But like, I don't know, like, Christian sometimes, like, he can't handle us. Like, he's like, when the first, I think it was the second time we went out, like, Christian was chasing us, me and Craig, everywhere.
Craig ran away, remember?
Yeah,
we ran away.
Like, my poor boyfriend's always taking care of us. Like, we're not, like, drunk taking care of us, but, like, he's just like, he's like, you guys need to calm down. You guys are too crazy for me. Like, you guys need to calm down.
Yeah, we're like, so motivated to have fun, basically. Yeah. We're just, like, so much, like, craziness.
It's because, like, life is short. Like, we all three of us have had, like, crazy things happen to us. Like, and, like, it's, like, we notice, like, when life is too short, and we notice when to have fun, you know? We're, like, look, we don't have time. We're all gonna die.
Yeah, you're gonna die, so have fun while you can. Like, it doesn't matter if you spend some money at the bar or you spend money on going to the store or some, just have fun.
Seriously. Like,
just do it.
Yeah. You think Craig and I planned to make this podcast? Like, no, we literally planned making this podcast. We said we should do a podcast on Thursday, and then we're recording now. We literally went out the next day and bought all of this wonderful stuff that you'll see on YouTube. Like,
check out our Instagram and YouTube. You can see our whole podcast setup.
Yeah.
And actually, we should probably tell them about our sound.
Oh, yes. Sorry, guys.
We may not have perfect sound because we could not wait for our microphones to come. So we did our first podcast without the microphone.
And without, like, our headphones, which I still don't fully understand why we need those. But it's okay.
We'll learn.
We're all on Loom here, you know?
We'll learn.
We were so excited to talk to you guys about this story, so we're just kind of like... Yeah. Let's just do it this way. So, if it works, then it works, you know? But hopefully by the next episode, our headphones should be in. All of our, like, equipment should be in. So hopefully by then we'll be on Gucci to go, you know?
Yes.
But anything else? Do you guys want to add on to the story?
I mean, so I think we should leave it there because our next story... going to be a much juicier one.
Right. But quick... Let's just hear from our sponsors. So
our sponsor for our very first podcast is the Custom Apparel Factory.
Right.
So I'm going to link everything down below. We do custom apparel, but we do so much more than that. So I want you guys to check it out. And that is our first sponsor, and hopefully many more to come.
Yes.
And your handle?
On YouTube?
Oh, so a lot where you can find us a lot on Instagram and on YouTube, you'll be able to find us on. Go ahead and Craig, go ahead and say that.
So Insta is CREI_ITZY. So CREI_ITZY. And YouTube is the Kritzy Way. So CREITZY. So we'll link everything below so you guys can find that.
And then, just so you guys also know, we'll be posting on YouTube twice a week because we'll be posting our vlogs on Mondays, and then we'll be posting the podcast video when our podcast goes live, which would be Wednesdays.
Which is Wednesday, yeah.
Yeah, so you'll have two videos out of the week, and then who knows, maybe we'll be spontaneous and add, like, a fun one, too, in there, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're kind of... We're not very organized, so we'll figure it out.
Not yet. We're going to be organized.
Right. But yeah, so you guys can find us on all of that. And then don't forget to go ahead and find and follow our custom apparel place. And then you guys have an Etsy site too, right? Etsy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I'll link it all below in the podcast. So make sure to follow the YouTube, follow the Instagram, and then I will link the sponsor.
Right. And then our next episode, like Craig said, is going to be quite a crazy one. So if you guys want to hear about it, about how we gave each other tattoos, you guys are going to have to stay tuned and listen to our next video, which is
next Wednesday.
That's going to
be episode 2.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
It's been a minute since we recorded.
It has been a minute.
I know, it's been like only a week, but it feels like it's been forever. Anywho.
That's okay though, because we're back.
Yeah. Right? Yep. Welcome back to the Cray and Itzy Way, guys.
Yay.
You're like, yay. We didn't talk for like, so we've been MIA for about a week because things got crazy. So. We apologize for not keeping you guys updated on that, but we have just a cute, fun subject about today, for today, yes. Short and simple, but to start things off, we're going to go ahead and start with the fun fact, or what is it, Cray?
It's a fact, like a fun fact, yeah.
Yeah.
So... Did you know the average high school kid today shows the same level of anxiety as the average psychiatric patient in the 1950s?
Wait, what? So a kid now that has anxiety has the same levels as a psychiatric patient in the 1950s?
Yeah, so anxiety levels are so much higher now in just like a normal
Dang.
person. So like the reason I wanted to do this one is because I actually was reading like an article, I guess you could call it. I think it was like an article, and it was like saying that, and it was like by psychiatrists, and I was like, that's crazy, 'cause like how sad is that? So they were saying like just normal high school kids nowadays have the same level of anxiety as psychiatric patients in the 1950s.
You know, that's pretty sad because, like, I don't know. I feel like nowadays, like what we had talked about in our last subject, I don't, if you guys didn't listen to that podcast, you guys should really listen. But like, not a lot of people take anxiety and like mental health like pretty serious. They think it's like a weakness. So,
Right.
I'm sure that's
Yeah, and
probably why
so,
it's worse.
well, yeah, and it says like, just everything like, with social media, like parents being divorced, people living alone, people don't trust others, like all that. And I guess they are just suspecting that it's gonna continue to get worse, like year after year, just worse and worse, which is so sad.
Dang, that is pretty sad. You know, like it's kind of crazy. I don't know if I think you're the one that told me about this, but like that one podcast, I'm sure a lot of people listen to it, the what is it called? Call Her Daddy or Call Me Daddy.
Oh yeah, call her daddy, yeah.
Yeah, that one I was listening it to earlier today and they were talking about like a girl that's like only a senior and she's going through like a lot of like anxiety issues because like she's like a famous TikToker and like all of the hate that she gets through there is like crazy. And I'm like, it's crazy how much like social media like has grown because like back in the day, like when I was like
Yeah, when we were
13, you know?
younger.
Yeah, like when I was like 13 or something, I thought like you couldn't like get into like any type of like social media unless like you really like lied about your age or anything like that, you know? And nowadays they don't even ask you for that.
I know, which is so crazy, like, 'cause they should be asking you for that.
It's kind of important.
Just like, I don't know, just to keep these kids safe, 'cause working at the school and stuff lately, like all these kids know everything nowadays in
I
such
know.
at such a young age, and it's just kind of sad. So.
Yeah, it is kind of sad. But dude, I have like the funniest thing to tell you right now.
What?
Okay. So I'm like super night blind, you know that, right? So freaking, I was driving home from work and I saw this like from afar away. I don't know, like not a lot of people out there know, but like you know, like Luna, my labradoodle, is black and white, right? And when I was coming home, like on the corner of my eye, I thought I saw her like running in the streets. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, oh, sorry, my language. It's like, how the hell did she get out? Like I'm all freaking out and shit. And I like got closer, dude, and it was a freaking trash can with a kitten inside it. Not a kitten, but like a cat inside of it. I was like,
Oh.
wow, my vision really is that bad that I thought that was my dog, a freaking trash can.
Oh, that's dangerous. That's dangerous.
Yeah. I know. I was like, I should really be wearing my glasses, huh?
Yeah, you should.
I
Literally, you should,
know.
please, for everyone.
I know, for everybody's safety, I know.
Oh, I love
Anywho-sers,
it.
so
Okay.
what's what are we talking about today? Craig kind of came up with this whole fun topic for the day, so
So we're gonna talk about. I figured we're gonna do a little quiz on you to find out what you are since you don't know. So we're gonna
okay.
talk about extrovert and introvert. But there's also, so like they don't talk about it a lot, but there's such thing called ambivert, I think is how you say it, which is like the mix of the two. And that's what I would consider myself. So here's some examples. So an introvert, recharges by spending time alone, reflects before making a decision, listens more rather than talks, enjoys one-on-one conversations, introspective, self-aware, think before acting, learn through observation, and more social with people they know. So, you know, kind of like not shy, but just more of a quiet person. Like they keep to themselves, you know?
Like Noemi.
Yeah. Like okay. Super like Noemi.
Oh, okay.
And then like,
I was like, Noemi's face should just be on there then.
Yeah. And then an extrovert, they recharge by socializing. So like going out with friends, make decisions quickly, speak more rather than be quiet. They're outgoing, easily distracted, action, like they just take action, you know, like they'd rather just do it than wait. Mm-hmm. Very expressive, excellent communicators, and enjoys being the center of attention. So just like with those, what side would you say you were more on?
I don't know. Like, I feel like I'd have to be more in the middle because, like, I don't really like being in the center of the attention. Like, I don't like getting any attention at all. Like, that type of stuff gives me really bad anxiety when I'm, like, when everybody's, like, paying attention to me. But, like, I'm definitely not quiet. Like, it's really hard for people to keep me to shut up. And, like, I mean, and I'm, like, what do they call it? Like, an impulse thinker. Like, if I want to do it, like, I'm going to do it. You know? So I don't know. Like I'm very outgoing, but I don't like attention, you know?
Right. I get that. And that's what I am. Like, cause I've done tons of like papers and things kind of based on this. Uh-huh. So I'm like the in between, the ambivert. So like not many people like explain it, but I would explain it as like you're a listener and a talker. You know, you need social time, but also alone time, you know?
Right.
Things like that. So, we're going to do a quiz on you. Are you scared?
Sure. Yeah, I'm kind of scared because I'm tired.
Okay, no, I picked a really easy, just simple one. Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Okay, where is it?
Let's see.
Okay. So, I'm going to ask you the question, and they all have two answers, okay? So, you get a pick one.
So okay, I'm ready.
When you meet someone for the first time, you usually do most of the listening or you usually do most of the talking?
I'm thinking, hold on. I feel like this is really bad because I'm going to be here for like 5 minutes thinking.
Okay, no, you're fine.
Let me see. So, I think I do more of the listening.
Yeah, I would say you do more of the listening.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, do you usually get more joy out of reading a good book or watching a good movie?
Oh, shit, me reading a book, dude?
That's a no.
Oh, God, I'll read a book if I have to, you know, but, like, no. I'll rather watch a movie, but I honestly hate watching movies, too, so...
Okay, but you'd rather watch a movie than
read. Yeah.
Okay. You feel more yourself when you're in the background or in the center of attention?
Well, I don't know. I don't really like being in the center of attention, so I think I would have to say, like, in the background.
Yeah. Okay. You're more productive when you're...
Wait. Is this considering when I'm drunk? Because when I'm drunk, I'm very just, out there.
We're just talking about normal you, no, nothing in your system.
Oh, okay. Then I guess I'll just be in the background. When I'm drunk, it's a whole different thing.
When I'm drunk, I'm definitely just myself. Yeah. Just doing my own thing. I don't care who's there. Okay, so you're more productive when you're... in a coffee shop or in a quiet room?
In a quiet room.
Okay. You would hate working with someone who is timid or someone who is overbearing?
Fuck, I hate both people. I don't know. Overbearing is like when they're like too much, huh?
Like, yeah.
Okay.
You know what I'm thinking about.
Yeah. And timid is like...
Like Noemi. Like,
okay, like, okay. Yeah, probably somebody that's timid.
You would hate working with someone who's timid?
Oh, no, I would hate somebody working with somebody that's overbearing.
Okay.
Yeah.
In your free time on the weekend, you'd prefer sharing a deep conversation with a good friend or mingling at a party with people you've never met before?
Oh, no, deep conversations with, like, a friend.
Same.
Yeah.
You are more likely to recharge your battery, so, like, just recharge yourself, by going out with a group of friends or getting some alone time?
I don't know. Like, that's a kind of tough, but, like, I feel like probably just, like, going out with, like, if it's not just, like, any random friend, though. Like, if it were, like, you or Noemi, like, right. I think, like, that would be good for me.
Yeah. Okay. I feel that, too.
Yeah.
In general, which of the two are you more likely to feel? Bored and understimulated or overwhelmed and overstimulated?
Wait, what? Can you repeat the question, please?
Yeah. Which are you more likely to feel? So, bored and understimulated? So, like, you need more going on? Or overwhelmed and overstimulated? Like, you have too much on your plate?
Probably the first one.
Okay, bored?
Yeah.
Understimulated? Okay. The people who know you best are more likely to describe you as someone who's outgoing and talkative or quiet and reflective.
I think you know which one.
Yeah, outgoing and talkative.
Yeah, for sure.
When you are talking to a new person, are you energizing or a little bit awkward?
I think I'm pretty energizing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So I took this quiz before and we literally got the same results.
Oh,
so
shit.
You scored. So they base it on, like, if you get 10 out of 10, you're an extrovert. So you picked all, like, the extrovert things. So you scored 4 out of 10, which is a 40%. So you're an ambivert, just like me.
Oh, okay,
so you're right in the middle. So you're, like, comfortable in leadership, but, like, sometimes you don't want that. So
yeah,
that's pretty cool. Like, I love that.
Did you score?
That's what I got, 4 out of 10, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, we're so similar. You know how everyone says we're so similar? Like, we're so similar.
Dude, literally everybody says that we're so similar. Like, it's kind of crazy. No wonder, like, we're, like, kind of, like, too much, you know, for, like, certain providers. Like, they don't like when we work together because we're just too much for them.
Right.
Yeah, so
but it's, like, we're, like, a happy medium because, like, we are, like, willing to listen and stuff, like, to other people, but, like, we also can, like, talk, you know, we can make, like, leader decisions and things like that.
And I think that's why a lot of, like, people, like, a lot of, like, the providers that we work with, like, working with us, just because we're super, like, you know, like, leadership, like, we're good working together. But I think, like, I think the problem is that, like, we're so, like, hard-headed, too, though, like, that kind of.
Yeah, we're assertive when needed, but sometimes
Yeah.
Well, I love it. So, are you surprised that you're in the middle or not really?
Not really. Yeah, not really. I kind of had a feeling, like, because I don't know, like, you know me, like, I'm kind of like, I mean, if we want to go out, like, we'll go out and drink, like, maybe, like, once a week, I mean, like, once a month or twice a month. But, like, if I really had the choice, like, I'd much rather just stay home, like, watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians and getting high.
Yeah, I'm much, like, I like to go out occasionally, but I am, like, that person. Like, I'd rather stay home. Because part of it's, like, I'm an old person now, and I don't like when my sleep schedule gets all screwed up.
Dude, I feel that. Okay, like, literally, so it's, like, that one text message I had sent you a couple days ago. So for a while, for, like, a minute, I was going to the gym, like, at 4 or 5, like, in the afternoon. And, like, that's, like, when the people around our age is there. And I'm, like, I just can't stand them. Like, I can't. I hate being there. And it's like, and I was like, this is exactly why I go to the gym at 4 o'clock in the morning where the old people are there, because that's my vibe. Those are my people.
Right? No, seriously. I feel that, like, 1,000%. I would much rather, like, be an old person now.
I know. It's, like, pretty bad. Like, I mean, sometimes it's okay to act like our age, but other times it's, like, most of the time. It's because we're so busy, like, literally. Like, so what are your plans? Like, what have you done this past week or two, like, since we haven't really talked much because we were both, like, MIA?
I've been so busy, like, so busy. It's ridiculous. And I'm in a chemistry class right now, and I'm pretty sure I'm just gonna die instead of do the class. So.
That sounds like a good idea.
I'm, like, so stressed out. What have you been doing?
Chemistry is not easy.
No, it's literally not. I've taken chemistry, and I didn't think I was going to have to take it again, but here I am.
Oh, man, huh? That because you, like, changed, like, colleges, huh?
Yeah, so I'm taking it. It's terrible. Like, I don't know what I'm going to do.
You'll be fine. You're freaking smart.
I'm like, I just want to die is pretty much how I feel. So, right. Yeah. But okay. You're done with school now, right?
Yeah, so I finished school last week, my finals, so thank God, because I'm, like, over it. Yeah. But, yeah, so now I'm on summer vacation, which is why Christian and I are going to take a 4-day trip out of Elko, out of Nevada, and we're going to go somewhere. I don't know where, but somewhere.
Oh, you guys don't know where yet?
Well, we have an idea. Like, we've had the thought about going to Oregon because I really want to go to the coast. And if anybody's gone to the coast, like, you guys need to tell me where exactly to go because I'm so lost.
Oh, I've, like, been there.
I just want to go because I heard, like, the scenery is, like, beautiful.
Yeah, no, I'll send you some pictures. It's really pretty, but it's not, like, super warm there. But mm-hmm. I don't remember. We went. Have you ever seen the movie? What's it called? The Goonies?
No.
So they filmed, like, a movie. It's a really good movie. But I'll send you some pictures because it really is, like, a super pretty place.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. We're either thinking about. Okay, so I'm thinking about either going to Oregon or Phoenix or maybe even, like, Wyoming. Because, or is it Montana? Wherever the Yellowstone is at. Is it Wyoming?
Isn't that? Montana? Oh my
Somebody
gosh.
Google it.
This is so embarrassing.
We're gonna sound so stupid. Okay, where is Yellowstone? Yeah, it's in Wyoming. It's in between, like, Wyoming, Montana, and Idaho.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that would be fun. So, is that next week?
No, that's this week, Thursday.
Oh, you're leaving? Oh, because you, oh, I see what you guys did.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, me, like, I'm working weekdays because Noemi is out, like, living her life, which is why she's not on this podcast again, guys. Because she's out there traveling. So she's going to cover my shifts. And then, so either, this is the game plan. You'll see it on Instagram or Snapchat. We're either going to go to Oregon and then Seattle. Or we're going to go to Wyoming, then Montana. Or we're going to go to, I don't know, like, Arizona or wherever else is close by there, like Mexico or New Mexico or something like that.
Oh, I don't know. That would be so much fun. So when are you supposed to come back? So you leave Thursday, and when are you supposed to come back?
Monday.
On Monday. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's, like, we're just doing, like, a whole ass road trip. Like, so this is our game plan is we're just going to travel as much as we can before I enroll to the nursing program next year, guys. So, yeah, so we're going to travel as much as I can, but I don't know. Okay, so I have this crazy, crazy, like, story, and I want everybody to, like, stop what they're doing and just, like, go on YouTube and listen to this story because it's freaking insane and, like, it literally makes my eye twitch.
Oh my gosh, what is it?
So freaking, I don't know if many people know, but I listened to this podcast. I think I brought them up like 5 times already, and you probably know them. It's like the Kendall Ray.
Oh, uh-huh.
Yeah. Her and her husband have a podcast called Mile Higher, and they talked about an incident that happened, and it happened in 2019. But like, this is the crazy part, is the fact that like this happened, I think it was in Australia or somewhere around there. It happened in 2019, and it was like nowhere in the news in the States, because like nobody even knew about it. But I'm just gonna give like a brief description, just because I kind of want to hear your reaction towards it. But so, long story short, like, it was a cruise that was happening in Miami, mm-hmm. and the cruise went all the way to like Australia or somewhere around there. And part of this cruise, like, they went on like a, what is it called when you like, when the, it's like a, they stopped like at a site, and like it's like a tourist area, like a excursion or something. Oh, like that.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Yeah, they went there.
Excursion or whatever.
Yeah, it was like that. And it was like a group of people, and where the excursion was located was on a, I think the place was called the White Island. And it was actually an active volcano.
Oh,
that they stopped. Yeah, dude. This is the crazy part, Cray. Okay, look how heated I am right now, okay? I had to sit up first. They literally went to an active volcano, which is fine, you know, I mean, like, Yellowstone's an active volcano, you know, but, like, it's chill, and, like, they give you, like, the risk and stuff, but, like, apparently this place did not inform the tourist group, like, that it was, like, I guess there's, like, levels of a volcano. There's, like, level 1, level 2, and level 3, which, mm-hmm. obviously, level 2 is, like, unpredictable, like, it's probably gonna explode, but probably not, like, it's at 1%. But you would think even if it's at a level 2, you would still bring that up to the freaking tourist group, right?
Right.
So apparently this volcano was at a level 2, and like the company did not think that it was any type of like important information to release to the group. So they let them get on this level 2 volcano, active volcano, and what had happened was that this girl talked about it in an interview with somebody, but Mile Higher showed it on their show, and she talked about how it was her sister and her dad. They were taking a picture, and when they were taking a picture, the main tourist guy was like cutting the trip short. Like, he didn't want anybody to panic, so you could tell he was trying to get everybody out of there quick. And he was like, okay, let's go, guys. And when they were taking the picture, you can literally see in their picture that the smoke was turning black. Like, it wasn't white no more. It was turning black in their picture. Oh, and like, gosh. So like, they didn't even notice that. And like, the minute that like that started happening, like things started shaking, and like the tourist guy was like, just like screamed, like, run, like fucking run for your lives, basically, like run, like this volcano is gonna explode right now. And like, so everybody started running, and this girl had actually left her video on, so she captured the whole freaking thing, like the eruption, everything. And like,
oh my god.
Yeah, dude. And like, the crazy part though is the fact that like that the there was like there was like separate boats taking separate groups in. So there was a boat leaving with a different group, and that boat had just like arrived, and that's when the eruption happened. So like, the people that were just leaving were recording it happening, because they're like, holy shit, we were just there. Like, is there people on the island still? And there was like 40 plus people on the island still when this volcano was erupting. And that, like,
so scary,
dude. And the
so
worst,
did anyone like get hurt?
No, dude, this is the crazy part, okay? The fact that, like, there was no lava yet. It was just ash and, like, a bunch of toxic and, like, stuff like that. These people were so burnt, Cray, that, like, literally their skin was melting off of them. Literally.
Oh, my. That is so terrible.
Yeah, and it was, like, so sad. Like, they were talking about how a guy was talking about how, like, he remembers that he was, like, trying to climb down the ladder to jump into, like, a boat to get away from the volcano. And he said that he remembers that he couldn't grip onto the ladder properly because he was slipping because his skin was falling off.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Dude, it was so sad. Like, I just, like, I wish I, like, it was just so frustrating because, like, Christian and I were watching it and, like, we felt so bad because, like, these people, like, I believe there was, like, 8 people that passed away and the rest of them got out, but they were all severely burnt. Like, this one, one of the girls that mainly, like, spoke up and, like, kind of took leadership for this problem, her body was, like, I think 70 or 75% burnt.
That, like, is her entire body. Sad. Yeah. I'm going to have to go, everyone go listen to it it's Mile Higher, right?
Yeah, Mile Higher. You can listen to it on anything as well, like Spotify. But to be completely honest, like, I would rather watch it on YouTube because they actually show you, like, the interview, like, how, like, the burn victim looks, like, the volcano, like, legit videos of the freaking, like, of everything happening when they're running away. Like, it's pretty crazy, like, intense. And it's a really good podcast. And it's, I mean, I felt so... It was so frustrating because when you listen to it, like, they get more in depth about what happened. Like, did they sue the place and what, all kinds of crazy stuff. So highly recommend, guys. It's pretty crazy stuff.
That's so crazy. Cause, like, I get that these companies want to make money and stuff, mm-hmm. but they had to have known that the volcano, I mean, if you work around that stuff, you have to know that it's going to erupt.
Well, that's the thing. That's the crazy part, Cray, is, like, this place is, like, literally based on this White Island volcano. But that's why, like, me and Christian were, like, getting so, like, frustrated was because it literally got banned, like, from people going on there because it was so unpredictable of, like, the eruptions. So, like, they literally were, like, don't, like, I think it erupted again, like, in 2016, so they put a sign up to, like, not come on here anymore because, like, they don't, like, it's just so unpredictable, and they still freaking took people there.
That's so dangerous. Like, yeah. Why would you even do that? Because what if somebody gets so, like, what if somebody can figure out how to sue them or, you know, like,
yeah, it was something just like a crazy, it was something completely stupid on their part because it's like, obviously, like, they knew something, but I think the reason they just didn't care was because it was like that 1% chance of it erupting, and it happened, you know, like, it happened out of a bunch of percentage, like, chances, like, of it not erupting, like, it happened on that 1% chance of it erupting,
and that's like, so scary.
And, like, that's the thing, people
did get hurt, you know,
people got hurt, people died, like, young people do, like, a, like, I think, like, an 18-year-old died, like, families died, like, the girl that I was telling you about that took the picture with her dad and her sister died at the scene, and her dad ended up dying in the hospital, like, I think 5 days later.
That is, like, so sad.
Like, that is freaking sad. And it's, like, the fact that this, like, company didn't even, like, bring this to, like, the group's attention, like, was pretty, like, it was just sick. It was just fucking sick. Like, how do you not think, like, oh, let me bring this up? Like, it's, like, most people, like, most companies were, like, hey, like, you're gonna swim with the dolphins. But there's, like, a chance that the dolphin might want to bite your arm off, you know, or something like that. Like, yeah. You know, like, they signed the contract that we're not liable. Like, they didn't even do anything like that to them, with them. They didn't sign a contract, nothing. So, like.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Even if they would have just, like, told them, like, there's that 1% of it erupting. This is your guys' choice to get on here. Like, but they didn't do nothing. They just didn't tell them. Like, they didn't even know. These people said, like, we didn't even know that there was levels of a volcano.
That's so scary. Where did you say this? Like, where is this volcano?
I honestly, I don't remember. I want to say it was, like, in Australia, but it's called the White. Let me literally Google it right now. White.
Because I'm going to listen to that. That's crazy. That's so scary.
Yeah, and, like, how crazy is it the fact that this literally happened? Happened in 2019. New Zealand. It was in New Zealand.
Oh, New Zealand.
Yeah. The fact that this happened. Wait, isn't Australia and New Zealand? I'm a dumbass.
Is it? Don't ask me these questions. I'm sorry.
We're so dumb.
And oh, I'm tired. I had a long day today, okay?
Dude, yeah. So it looks like, yeah, so it says New Zealand, ABC, Australia. So I feel like they're connected. Anybody who's out there, if you're listening to this,
probably everyone apologize. But us.
Yeah, I was like, please, we apologize for how dumb we are right now. But okay,
especially when we record at 9 at night.
Exactly. So it looks like yeah, it was in New Zealand and it erupted in 2019. But like the fact that like the news in the United States, like it probably did hit here, but it wasn't like as big. Like how did I not hear about this?
Yeah, I know.
Like that's crazy.
I didn't hear about it either, but that's so crazy and sad. Yeah. And like, you know, hopefully
yeah,
we don't hear that thing. So are people still like going to it, or did they completely shut it off?
I think they completely shut it off because like the fact that like it literally like there was 47 people on the island at the time it erupted. So like I think the fact that like it had so many deaths and like so many people like were so injured from it, like I think they're just like shut it down. Like that's way too much. I would be surprised if it's even open, but it shouldn't be open at all.
No, it shouldn't. And I agree, especially if you don't know if it's going to erupt. Like, that's a place that you really shouldn't have tourists because it's so dangerous. But
it's so sad.
It's shut down now, so.
Yeah, but for sure, I recommend you guys to go ahead and go on that. It's Mile Higher, again, on YouTube, Spotify, Apple. But very seriously, watch it on YouTube because if you want to see like all the footage and everything, it's all on YouTube. So, and they literally like show videos of it. So,
yeah, I'm definitely going to watch it. I don't know when, but
I know, Cray, you're probably never going to watch it, but everybody out there, just watch it.
No, I'm going to watch it. So, I'm really excited because like that's crazy. Like,
yeah, it's pretty, I know, it's like, and honestly, like, you ever get, like, that heavy heart, like, that heavy, like, feeling in your heart?
Uh-huh.
Like, that's how I felt for these people, dude. I was like, that is just so disgusting for this company to not even, like, have any type of empathy for these people or to even think about, like, mentioning it to them.
Well, yeah, just signing something as simple as that. Most people will sign it, but then, you know, they know and you aren't liable. But when you aren't having them do anything like that, that's so scary.
And, like, in a way, dude, like, I honestly feel like that's kind of, like, I don't know, just probably because I'm too much into, like, crime stuff. But, like, I feel like that's, like, a legit crime. Like, literally attempted murder right there. Like, because,
yeah,
like,
it probably is.
Like, honestly, like, yeah, they didn't plan it, but they literally sent these people like to die.
Yeah,
like literally.
Yeah, because if you don't know when it's gonna erupt, then yeah,
pretty and much. For you to not even tell them, like, that's fucked up. But I don't know.
Yeah, that's crazy. Well, I think we're gonna keep it short here and end it here.
Yeah,
what do you think?
I think that's a great idea. Hopefully next week we'll have a longer subject for you guys. We're hoping to have a guest speaker in a week or two, and that's going to be held for a surprise also. So stay tuned for that. And if you guys have any suggestions or anything you guys want us to talk about, like, please send us a message through our Instagram account. Where is that at again, Craig? Our username?
It's, hold on, let me look, because I'm so tired, I don't want to get it wrong. So it's Cray underscore Itzy.
Okay, so it's
C-R-E-I underscore I-T-Z-Y. Okay, make sure to follow us, and then
Itzy.
Yeah, follow us, you know, because we post on here about what our podcast is going to be about, things like that, so make sure to follow us.
So thank you guys for listening. Have a wonderful weekend. Oh, it's happy Memorial Day too.
Oh yes, happy Memorial Day.
Yes, have a wonderful weekend, guys. Bye.
All right, bye.